There we go.
Okay, what's it called?
So let's start with the, we're going to spend 5 minutes making one point and get Yasha and then Lani Mel Pundaki. Let's start with that Drishon Ebenezer Simikuf Memches on page 16 in the source sheet. Kol Shenis Yachid Yom Bank Sivil and Asina. Let's get a quick gloss on the Drisha's analysis here. So wrapping up Get Yashan, anybody remember what was the issue with Jerisha? What was he worried about, Ezra?
Maybe she had thrown from another guy.
No.
Oh, might have not a different Jerisha.
Well, he did say that that's an additional consideration to Shema Yom Gita Kun Libna. But in Kuf Mem Ches Aleph, he has a more sustained analysis just about what the concern is for a Get Yashan. Anybody remember? Josh? Well, a few things. Why don't you read us through it? Why don't you read us? Yeah, read us. Take us through it.
The
Im Lomar. Meaning, why not just combine Get Yashan with Lana Imo Pundaki and say they offset each other? Meaning, so what? They're in a siyachid together. That's what makes something a Get Yashan. As we suggested, that's the stira between the Das Lagarish and the Das Ishus. By the way, we could develop that idea further in our next sugi. Our next sugi that we're going to look at is going to be about the power of the husband to Mevatel Get, or the extent to which you need the das of the husband to make a get. Are you guys familiar with this? That's a major element of gittin, that you can't have a get without the das of the megaresh, without the approval, the tzivui of the husband. Well, but more than that, he has to, he saw this a little bit in the Rambam with the Kavah Chomer, he has to give the command to the sofer lichtov and to the edim lachtom. So everything's really driven. The halacha sees it as it has to be driven by the husband's desire to write a get, issue a get, etc. And he could always pull out, put on the brakes from the divorce process by being mevatel the get at any moment until it reaches her hand. We'll talk about that. That seems to put an extraordinary emphasis on his ratzon the garish. I haven't made this point explicit yet, but I think that's implicitly underlying a lot of the discussion of Get Yashan. Because if you think of Get Yashan, just not in terms of the Gemara Kipshuta of Gzer Shem Yomru, but in terms of, what do we see last year? Shema Pies, and the Yichud being, or the Yichud or the Bia being an Umdana, that the husband was Mevatel to get. That just kind of presupposes the din that we'll explore more explicitly later on, that it's all up to the husband throughout the divorce process to want to go forward with the get. Does everybody see that? Now, that's going to be paradoxical with the din that we're going to look at, which is the fact that you could be kofeh him lagarish. Or you could extract that, even though it's all driven by his das, you could extract that das somehow coercively. That's going to be the paradox that we're going to talk about in our next sugya. So it has those two elements. Number one, explicating this notion of tzivui habal, das legarish, koach habal levatel, so I get throughout the process. A lot of that is implicit in this discussion of Get Yashan. But then the second half of that, how could you extract that by force? Forcibly. Okay, so...
Just to clarify this piece, like... This is all within the Shema Yomru, that the people, like, why will people say that the vlad is pagun if the person would follow the Shema Kiddushin? Like, that's the question to be asked. You could say, oh, nobody's going to say that the vlad is pagun if they're going to say that the vlad is pagun.
Or he's saying even stronger, there is no chash of a pagima. He says, imkein lo yia vlad pagum. And of course, if the vlad's not pagum, there's no grounds for people to gossip about the vlad being pagum.
Well, in this world, like if you're working within the Bavli, then the vlad isn't actually pagum. It's just what people think.
Well, it depends. We don't know, right? The Bavli does say Gzeir Shem Yom Gita Kodem Livna, correct?
Yeah.
Now, that's saying, even in cases where we don't know if there was bia, there's still sorts of, there's gossip about, maybe they'll call the child into question, status of the child. The Drisha here is making a stronger point. He's saying, there's no basis for the chash because there's no basis for the vlad being pagum. Worst comes to worst, they're boel. We know that lani mapuntiki is a bia l'shem ishus. Bia l'shem ishus creates a full marriage, and the child is their child. Right? Their child through their marriage. Ein lomar ha'yis on the mirror v'litla should no lad mi baal b'vadai baal l'shem kedushin. Why don't we just say lani mapuntiki ein of the most bilasa bilasanos imkain lo ya vlad pagum. Right, the vlad is not pagum b'chlal. Remember, the pagima is not from the gossip. The gossip is that the vlad is pagum. And of course, if there's no basis for the vlad being pagum, there's no basis for there being gossip about the vlad being pagum.
But it's only because they don't know the get. They just see the date on the get. They don't know that the get wasn't actually given until later on. Like, that's the other reason.
So let's assume that the date on the get is earlier. And there's a child conceived through their union subsequently.
Yeah.
What's the issue? So they're divorced, they're remarried. Lani Mapundaki. So everyone sees that the get was dated to last year. And then everyone sees that they had yichud. What are people going to say? No lamina pnuya? That's a steer to pay aleph. Pay aleph says, lanu mapundaki is tzuchimena get sheni. They're married again. We all on board? That's the drisha's, that's the question he's anticipating. Correct? Why does get... Once you know Lana Yimu Bapundiki, once you know Pei Aleph, the concern on Ayin Tes makes no sense. That's the question he's posing. Correct? Yes? Okay, so Josh, go ahead. So what's his answer? Mikam Makom. What's his first answer?
When you get yashan, there's no requirement to give unto get shaken. Therefore, she can, let's say, go on and marry somebody else. And we don't look at this first marriage that it was like mamish kiddushin, because we say we can go on and marry somebody else. And if she did go on and marry somebody else, we're not going to say that the kids are mamzer.
One more time.
That after get yashan, if she goes on to marry somebody else, we're not going to say that the kids from that subsequent marriage. Our mom's here.
We might say that if Lana Ima Pundagi. And in Ge Yashan, his point is, raises a chash that her subsequent kids are mamzerim. Why? Because he's saying, of course, incorporate Pei Aleph into Ayin Tes. Incorporate Lana Ima Pundagi. So the get is dated to Sunday. They have Yichud on Monday. She goes ahead and marries somebody else on Tuesday. Fast forward 9 months, she gives birth to a child. What's the chash? The chash is that new child is a mamzer. Why? Because who's she married to?
The first guy.
Baal HaRishon. And in Kedushin Tovsin Beish Asish. So the second husband's Kedushin were never chal. Did everybody see that? Yes or no? Ned, you appreciate the answer here? Well, that's a no. If you're working on it, you don't appreciate it. You're working to appreciate it. Romy, you want to take a stab at it? Well,
I'm nodding because I also like
it. Well, everyone, just look at the highlighter phrase for a second. What's the, he's saying, get yashan makes no sense. Why? What is Get Yashan? It's a Yichud subsequent to Geirishin. Yichud subsequent to Ksiva Saget. Correct? There's a Yichud subsequent to Ksiva Saget, but that just means that he remarried her. He's Chuzer Viniskacha. Okay, he's Chuzer Viniskacha. So then what's the big deal? If there's a child, everybody will know that it's their child. Mimarvshach. If they didn't have Yichud, then the child was from before the get was given. And if they did have yichud, then lani mavapundiki, it's a new ma'aseh kedushin, and she's married to him anyway. So where is the room to be choshish for get yashan? That's the question. The answer is very straightforward. He says, there's a new concern. if they had yichud subsequent to the ksivas haget, then he remarried her. If he remarried her, then her second marriage, her new marriage to somebody else, won't be chal. So people will say that the child that she has is really from the second union, and that kid's a mamzer because the second person's kedushin weren't tofes because she had yichud with her first husband, and that creates a new ma'aseh kedushin with him. That's the answer. What's to appreciate about the answer? Ned? Well, we know that from Pei Aleph. Yosef?
I feel like this is different than what we've been saying until now, that people would think the child was from the first marriage, and now he's flipping in and saying it turns into a child from the second marriage.
Ah, exactly. Notice how the Drisha is saying that Get Yashan is not just about Gzeira Shema Yomru, Gita, Kodim Livna, and Menapnuya Nolad. He's actually saying that's just one piece of Get Yashan. The other piece of Get Yashan is that people will say the child's a mamzer from the second husband, which implies that Get Yashan, on the Drisha's view, even according to the Babli, is not just Shema Yomru, Gita, Kodim Livna, Menapnuya Nolad. Actually, Get Yashan is a constellation of concerns. It's that concern, together with the concern that the child might be considered a mamzer born from the second union. Everybody see that? Now, again, it's not inconsistent with the language of the Bavli, because the language of the Bavli is just that Gita Kodim Livna. Gita Kodim Livna is consistent with saying the chash that there was a bia from that the child is really the second husband and his kedushin were never chal. That's all. It expands the types of concerns that Get Yashan includes. Everybody see that? Josh Brockman, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Ned, good? Okay, excellent. So that's the first point that the Drisha makes. Go ahead, Josh, tell us the second point of Lav Hachanami. Okay, so what's he saying here?
That follow the Shem Kiddushin with after Get Yashan that we were just discussing wouldn't actually do the Shem Kiddushin because there would not be Adam in this case. Therefore,
right. Meaning, in order to trigger lana imuva pundiki, he thinks you require yifa bifnei edim, because that's the only time you would say that there was a ma'isa kedushin, edi yichud, hini debia, etc. And so the thought is that you're right. His question will be a question in some cases. In all cases where it's nisyachid bifnei edim, then maybe there's no real concern of a Get Yashan, according to this answer. Because then we'll say that it was a new Ma'isa Kedushin. But in all cases where it's Nisyachid Shelo Bifnei Edim, that's not powerful enough to generate Lanim Pundiki, and so you'll have to postulate it as a Get Yashan. Okay? That's the second answer. What's the third answer? According to some Rishonim, this is a machlokas that we'll look at. Vod yichtov, Rabbeinu b'sam, b'sim
chacharze. Vod yichtov, Rabbeinu b'sim chacharze, b'shem yishin on our rush. The apagod that Rabbeinu hene de yichud hene de yubia, lo machshavina me la b'vada eshet ish. In Cain, keep on in the Vashem of b'vada eshet ish, ika la, shiomer lo b'vada v'kacha, or something in Kriya.
What's the thought? That maybe even with Edim, the most you get from Lana imuva pundiki is a suffix status. And so anytime there's a suffix status, that's enough to generate laws about the child. And so those are his three answers. I think the most conceptually interesting is the first answer. Rami?
That's because you think that it suggests that Get Yashan includes multiple concerns?
Yeah.
So isn't he not saying that there's multiple concerns, just replacing what he thinks the concern is? And he's rejected the idea, and maybe you're saying if you take all the
I mean, the different opinions together, then you get different concerns. But meaning that the Drisha himself is saying, don't be concerned about, you know, that she'll have a child, that this child will be born out of wedlock, because she'll actually have been remarried to the first guy. Really be concerned with the mom and her. He's not saying they're too concerned, he's just saying,
It's exclusively the moms are concerned.
Right,
it depends if you take the answers in isolation from each other or together.
Well, isn't this whole point that it doesn't make sense for that first concern doesn't make sense? Meaning the each people move now, concern doesn't make any sense based on line of the key?
According to the first answer.
Oh, sorry. I didn't
hear. Right, according to the second answer, his point is, well, it's a suffix. Right. There are some cases, it depends. It depends. Yeah, exactly. Right. There are some cases where it's if it was Yifa Bifne Edim, then you're right. It would only be a Chashash of Mamzerim from the second husband. But if it was Yifa Shelo Bifne Edim, then it's a concern Minapnuya Nola from the first husband. Yeah. Okay. Good. There's one other point that I wanted to wrap up from last year about Get Yashan, and that's the discussion of Arusa, which we saw in the Rashba. Is there an issue of Get Yashan from Arusa? What did the Rashba argue? Does the distinction of Arusa from Lanima Pundaki apply to Get Yashan?
No.
No. Why not?
Because in Lanima Pundaki, it's legal gospel plus the fact that you're divorced. While in Get Yashan, you're not divorced. So
good. More. In Get Yashan, you're not divorced. So even from an Arusa, there's a chash that if there's Yichud, there's going to be Bia. Whereas in a case of Lanima Pundaki, where there's already a Nesina Saget and a full Krisus, then there's less of a chash. So in Arusa, we're not going to say that the Maisi Yichud means a Maisi Bia. That was the Rashba's distinction. If you look at some of the Achronim, you get a different answer. So let's see, what does the Tosu Kibiger say? Anybody see the Kibiger? Just Josh? Oh, Kobe. Tell us, what did the Kibiger say?
He disagrees with the Rashba.
What does he say?
He thinks that in case... He didn't even like Get Yashan. In the case of if it's just Erizin, you wouldn't be concerned.
So what's the distinction? What's the distinction between Lanima Pundaki case and Get Yashan case?
With Erizin, you're not legal gospel, so he doesn't worry about it.
Well, what's the distinction?
Between the distinction is that he thinks that by the Yashan, we're not concerned that if you had, I mean, we don't assume that the ADE could have the same as the ADE via because. We don't have a reason to think that we will ask
him. Give me the sharpest formulation of the distinction of Ricky Vager. Is Ricky Vager on the Mishnayos? Highlighted, bottom of 16, top of 17. Ezra, you want to help Kobe?
Yeah, just like the concern by Yashan is different. It's just the concern of Gita Kodon
Libana.
And therefore,
and what's the concern about Lanima Pundaki?
Lanima Pundaki is like, is whether or not like it'd be a problem like of I don't know.
Yeah. You started saying it.
Kiddushin, I mean.
Yeah, good. What's the difference? So what's the difference?
The difference is that by Kiddushin, right? If there's like that, the established Kiddushin, like you would only say that handmade you be like there's that they slept together, or that you have a reason to assume that they slept together.
Okay,
but in Safek case, you wouldn't apply, you wouldn't work, and that's why Harrison, you wouldn't work because the Safek case is the legal gospel. But Gisa Kolumbana, Ibna, whatever. So even in the Safek case, you still have that concern of Gisa Kolumbana.
Yes, let me say this thing here. The Rashba distinction is with respect to an Arusa. Why don't you take Arusa from Pe'alit to Ayin Tet?
right? To say that, Mina Arusa on Pealef, it's clear that that's not enough to sufficient the concern of Lenny Mokhaviki. So what's the Rashi's answer in a word? It's that in the case of Arusa, an ayin test, they're still married. Right? Because the whole point of ayin test, there's no krisis yet. So when there's no krisis, then we think that there's a real kshash bia. Whereas on Pealef, they're already separated, they're already divorced, there's lots of kshash. Everybody see that distinction? That's the Rashi problem. Kibager says, no, actually the distinction is that the two sugyas are trying to do different things. What's Pealef trying to do? What's Pealef trying to do, Ezra? Keyword?
Pealef.
What? What's in Pealef?
Yeah.
I'm showing you the door. If you don't know which one is Pealef, then you don't belong here. Which one's Pealef?
I don't know. Oh, Pealef over there. It's
Lani Mokhaviki. Excellent. You could say it. Yeah, Pealef is Lani Mokhaviki. That's right.
Well, there's I know other things.
There's nothing to do with the board. It's just you haven't looked at the Mishnah on Pealef?
I have, I just don't remember on Pealef.
Oh, Bari Lan.
What? Even Bari Lan says where the daf is.
I'm sorry, am I supposed to remember what it says on every daf? I mean,
yeah, you should remember every dot of the Gemara that we spent a lot of time discussing. Yeah.
The Rav didn't know that. I mean, the Rav didn't say this. Rav Chapman quoted this. He said that the Rav didn't know. Like,
we'd ask for Rav and wear the mask.
Yeah, when you're the Rav, you'll have to know the dot. Okay, so what's your BPV? Here's the distinction. The bigger distinction is that on Pealef, what's going on?
You want to know the chashash is the dead team.
On Pealef, you're trying to create a kedushin. And you're trying to create a kedushin with Aden. You need Aden to Rav Chochas Mishnayim. You're trying to say that now this Maisadiyah is witnessed by two people that could create a new status of them being married. In order to get that, you need a very strong evidentiary threshold. In order to say that it's as if we have Edim on the Maisa Kedushin. Here's the important phrase. It's only called Mikri Kedushin Be'edim if you have very strong basis. Here's just a chashash of laws and people gossiping. What does it take to generate gossip? Just enough that there's a chashash that they had relations. So for a kedushin be'edim, you need vadai. You need vadaos. That's Pealef. But I test, it's just the chashash of gossip. And for a chashash ba'alma, it can be generated by something very low. I.e., even if they're just married with Erisin, that's enough to create a chashash. But on Pealef, a chashash is not going to say, hey, the Bia creates a new Maisa Ishus. Anybody see that? That's the distinction of Kivager on the Mishnayos. That make sense, everyone? Okay, let's look at one other formulation in Tiferes Yushalayim. What does he say on the Mishnayos? He cites Rabbi Kivager, and he says, interesting distinction.
Wait, you said like the 12 chashash of Yisro Mishana is already far-fetched, and just to begin with. Therefore, they even apply it to Nisuin, like that's like a chumrah. So, anyway, for sure, in a case where it's not as bada, in the case of the Erisin, we're not going to apply it. There's no reason to apply it.
Yeah.
It's an interesting view.
I agree with
it. What?
I thought that was a, like, it's a good point.
He says, "Kol ikar achshash dilma yomru gita kodem livna achshash rachok meod." He's not giving a separate theory for the distinction between the sugyas. He's trying to explain why the Rashba maybe wouldn't address Rabbi Akiva Eiger's view. And what's the point that he's saying?
That it would only apply to
the Nisuin, not Ayerson. Right. Kol ikar achshash dilma yomru gita kodem Mushimhachi dailanu imichmiru binizgarsha min anisuin, divade bala. Daz gamkinukshash rachok. Avalze enum in asvara klal, shenigzer gam hecha deleka ki im safig bia. He's saying the Rashba didn't like Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the grounds that Pita Kodem Livna anyway is such a chshash rachok. If it's such a chshash rachok, he thinks. Why would you then apply that to a case of Arusa? I'm just not saying why the Rashi wouldn't accept Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now, I just think that's really interesting. If you accept his empirical view that Gita Purim Lubna itself is such an outlandish thing to be concerned about. Like, his claim is that that's a... It's a chash rachok mode. And then you have to figure out, well, if it's a chash rachok mode, why are we concerned for it altogether? Does everybody see that? I think it's chash rachok mode, so we should only be machmir in a case of nesuin. Again, the whole thing is a chiddush and strange. That's the observation of the Tiferes Yerushalayim. Now, I just think that's significant for our analysis of the sugya. Because one of the things we're trying to figure out here is how central to get Yashan is the notion of the chshash gossip of Gita Kodem Livna versus other considerations. Maybe the husband is vato to get through the yichud, the maisha ishas undermining the maisha gershin. The Tiferes Yerushalayim is a nice observation that he thinks that the chshash Gita Kodem Livna can't be the motor in the sugya itself. He says this is the chash rachok ba'alma. Yeah, that's what I think is significant about this Tiferes Yerushalayim. Rami?
Well, the Gemara still mentioned it primarily, like, meaning no really getting around that. You could just say, you can't extend it.
What's that?
The difference is saying you can't extend it because it's like a radical kind of concern or outlandish concern, and saying, therefore, he thinks
that
Gemara doesn't mean that
to
be the central.
Right, I'm not saying he thinks that's not central. I'm just saying, I think it's, to my mind, it's very striking that if you think Gzera Shem Yom Gita Kodem Livna is a chash rachok mode, it's a little hard to explain that the whole din is based on that. That's my only observation. I think that would lend additional credence to the views that there's something else at the heart of Gita Kodem Livna. Look back at last year, right? Those points. Okay, let's move on now to our discussion of Lanima Pundiki. Gittin Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Let's get a volunteer to take us through the sugya. Charlie, you want to read the Mishnah on Pei Aleph?
I just have a question.
Sure.
By Get Yashem, does the Maisa Bia not really matter? By Lanima Pundiki, right, we're very focused on whether or not we have Eden to see if they had Bia or not.
2 days in the Gemara.
Yeah, but then...
Maybe Yichud is sufficient.
So maybe by Get Yashan, does it matter if they have Bia at all? I mean, yeah, the Chashash might happen down the line. Like, the kid might come down the line, but the Chashash is there just
from Yichud. Right.
From Yichud. So it seems like the Maisa Bia would not even matter by Get Yashan.
Well, we saw Tosfos and the Bach, who were saying that whatever you hold for Yichud in Get Yashan will become much more significant. Like, mere yichud just creates a chash l'chatchila.
Which is what our last thing was saying, is not good enough. That I feel like that's really the point. Is like, by Get Yashan, it's a chash that's so...
Rachok, right.
Because it doesn't even matter. It's just the chash that's the basis for this whole entire sugya.
If you go with the Tzvarei Shalayim. But if you look at the Bach, for example, on Tosos that we saw, they think that no, if there's a Maisa Bia, then it gets Batel. Like not just Pasul Chatchila. So once we know that there's a Maisa Bia, then there's something much more substantial that kicks into the Sugya of Get Yashan.
Right.
So
even Tzvarei Shalayim would disagree with that.
Maybe.
You would agree with the idea that yes, the bigger deal, but disagree with the fact that Get Yashan is that case.
Right. He might just think maybe it's just a semantics point, like what does Get Yashan refer to? Again, it's hard to know. The Mishnah says what does it get Yashan? Kol she git, what was it kol she nisyache edima? Well, think Siva Lenasina, is that the language of the Mishnah? Yeah. So that's you might say he just thinks that's Get Yashan, but we saw Tosos earlier saying, go Get Yashan is also Maisabia, which is in the Vapil to get. So it could be that there's some disagreement amongst the Mefarshim as to what you call Get Yashan. It's striking to me that in Siman Kuf Mem Ches, the Shulchan Aruch brings all these cases as Get Yashan, right? The case of the Nesina, where you already have a Nesina.
Yeah.
So I think, to my mind, the best interpretation is Get Yashan is pretty expansive and refers to all these cases of Yichud, Maisa, Ishus between the beginning, like even the Rambam's case of a Tzibui Habal to the Sofer. And then there's Yichud before it gets even written. That's in the Vatil that Tzivoy Abal. Right? All those are included in the Get Yashan discussion. Yeah, falls under Get Yashan. So let's start in the Sugya of Lanim and Pundikim. Megar Sishto.
Megar Sishto, the Lanim of Pundikim. So somebody divorced their wife and then he's secluded with her and they both have on this. Abishan Omri, Ena Shriha, he's going to get Shani. We tell Omri, Shriha, he's going to get Shani. So Abishan said, you don't have a get.
Yeah, I just want to point out this is a very strange language. What is the language of Tzvichai Mena Get Sheni? What do you make of that language?
I sort of glossed over it.
That's fine, but what do you make of the now that you're thinking of it, Tzvichai needs a second get from him. What do you make of that?
It's more for her than for him.
Sure, I guess maybe that's the case. But usually a get is for the woman, right? Right. Abe?
Sounds in the other. Like otherwise it would just say they're not married. Like they don't need another get. It sounds like
you're saying when Beis Shammai.
Yeah.
And what about Beis Hillel though, where it's affirmative? Srifai Mena Get Sheni.
That they need another get, they're still married.
They're still married or they're remarried?
They're remarried. Well, sorry.
Yeah, the language of Get Sheni is interesting. This, well, it's typical.
Is it? I don't know. That's what I'm asking. That was familiar in like cases of self-inclusion. Maybe I was saying it's Tzricha Get.
Why isn't it just say Tzricha Get? Why is it Tzricha Mena Get Sheni?
Because it is his original wife, he fits it with the get, like it's same get.
You might think what?
You might think like either you can give the same get.
Oh.
Or...
So that's what I want to know. Is Tzvichai Mena Get Sheni trying to weigh in on whether you could use the original get for the second krisis? Is that why we have Get Sheni? It has to be a second get and it can't be the first get? Like that, Josh.
You're saying that, or you're suggesting that maybe what the Chalai is saying is that they are married again, and that their focus would be whether or not they can get the worst of the same debt, because that would be a complete rereading of the Chalai like crazy.
It'd be a complete rereading like crazy.
Wouldn't it? That would be if that's what you think the phrase means, then that would suggest that the Chalai is saying they have to get divorced again. Also, I'm just arguing about whether or not they can use it yet.
Right.
Okay.
You don't like that.
I mean, it's just. It's fine. It's just, yeah.
Even the Yishama, I would say you need to get it.
Yeah. Isn't that the first day in the Yishami? Isn't that the first day in the Yishami, maybe, that's suggesting that this Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel turns on Ayin Tes, Machlokas Get Yashan? Should we look back at the Yishami for a second? You guys know what I'm talking about, the Yishalmi? Mm-hmm. We have it here, actually. You can look here on page 27. We have the Yishalmi and Lani Mapundaki. So let's see. Who's our Yishalmi experts? Ned, are you a Yishalmi expert? Speaking to Sam, and he's like, Ned's not the only one who finds Makoros on his free time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what I said. So I'm still waiting to get them, Sam. Okay, so look at the Yishalmi. I'm a Rabbi Mani. I'm one of the Yishalmi Kedatayun. The gloves came off right there, right? Just read this line in the Yishalmi, Ned. I'm Rabbi Mani. Yishalmi Kedatayun. This is going on the Mishnah of Lani Mapundaki, bear in mind.
Yeah.
Oh, Bisham is Lashitasam, because they hold Poter Adam as Yishta Beged Yashan. They're the ones who hold the Enapsichai Meneget Sheni. Now, when I read that line in the Yishalmi, that means, to my mind, that Beishamai requires a Nesina Saget, but it could be the same Nesina Saget of earlier, no? Otherwise, what's the Shaifis? What's the connection between Get Yashan and Lani Mapundaki? Unless you think it's a different connection. Ubeis Hillel. No, what's Pasha Pshat and the Yishalmi?
That there needs to be a new Nesina Saget here left.
So you agree with my reading?
I agree that that's what the Rishon said.
It seems to say that, right? Because that seems to be the most straightforward plea of Get Yashan with Lani Mapundaki. Right? If you hold Poter Adam as Ishta Get Yashan, so Lani Mapundaki, Megaris is Ishta, Lani Mapundaki just use the same Get. So what's the thought here? The thought here is you divorced your wife on Sunday, Lana Imva Pundaki on Monday, and then you just reuse the get on Tuesday. So you had a new Kedushin on Monday, but you could use the same get for two Gerushins? Is that the...
Not controversial, isn't that what we said last week?
Say it again?
Not controversial, isn't what we said last week.
That what?
That you, like the rug thing, the rehabilitation of the get. Of the new Gerushin thing.
This is a little different because here you're actually were co-race with it. Like this get did its job on Sunday. It's new Maisa Isha's on Monday. And then the get's going to do its job. Now, it may depend on what you think Lani Mapundaki is doing. If you lean in for Lani Mapundaki as a new Maisa Kedushin, then it's more of a Kiddush because then you're saying one get could be used for two priestesses. If you go back to our discussion of Master Gushasa, et cetera, I think Lani Mapundaki is like Get Yashan in the sense that it undercuts the Get. You might say that Lani Mapundaki undermines the Kedushin on Sunday, undermines the Gerushin on Sunday, and now that Get could be like that retroactively.
That hanging back the idea that it's really hanging
back
the idea that it's really they're not going to be married, right?
So I think that's it, the cheshbon, right?
That's it. Choose, you have to choose.
In the Babli, it's very clear. Yeah, that's what we have to figure out.
Right? If you come to one of those things, you have to say it's second marriage, or you have to say they're still married.
Still married, right? Well, see, I added to the Makor. I don't know if you saw that, or Sameach, and it's crazy Kiddush.
I bigger than the alternative of saying.
That it gets used twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yes, that's the real question here, right?
About faith.
So are we saying that it's one get for two divorces? That's one way of reading. But we already have the Chiddush. By the way, if that's what Yishalmi is saying, what follows from this is that Beis Shammai agrees you need a get for Lani Mukundagi. Correct? Because Beis Shammai requires, that's what Josh a minute ago was saying, it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But now maybe that's what Beis Shammai is saying. Right? Beis Shammai concedes Lani Mukundagi requires a get. The only question is, does it require a new get? And then that's just the question of get Yashan. Josh, you know.
Is it possible to read Yishami differently? That all it's saying is that, meaning, once they give the get and then do money with the Fundaki, it kind of makes it like the old get was a get Yashan, but Yishami doesn't care and says they're divorced because you can get divorced with a get Yashan. Not the meaning you get. Is that a possible reading?
What do you mean that it makes the get a get? I mean, it invalidates the original get.
Well, it makes him for get Yashan, but Yishami doesn't care. So you don't need another get. You got divorced with this get, then you did one with the gi, which in a way I guess kind of makes the old get a get yashan. But
depends on by mixing get yashan. I mean that it's nifsal to get.
No, it just makes it a case of get yashan because there was yichud after a get was given or something. But Beishamai doesn't care.
Is that different than saying this?
Yeah, because that's saying that you have to give another get.
What? Why do you care if it's a get yashan if you don't need to give a second get?
But Shammai doesn't care. That's the point. Like, can you read it as saying, like, it's a get yashan, but Shammai doesn't care because Shammai is fine with get yashan.
I mean, the original creases?
Yeah.
Not that it makes the original creases for get yashan.
Right. So according to Shammai,
I think you're saying now the second option that Charlie said is the bigger Kaddish. Sounds like you're saying if you were divorced on Sunday.
Yeah.
Lana Iyamba Pundiki Monday. Now everyone wakes up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we want to know, were they divorced on Sunday? Abisila has a sheet about get yashan. Turns out that if you're nisyached la'achar sivas haget, that's posel the get.
And behil.
Behil.
Yeah.
That sounds very strange to me. I mean, that would undo the original creases because they get yashan, or it's just it's the chatchila. Like you still do a separate.
I mean,
you like, could do a separate gerushin.
Right, like we were saying before, there was a ma'aseh ishus that like ruins.
Yeah, but the cholos gerushin already took place.
Well, maybe the cholos shibula hasn't happened yet.
Oh, so now you try to say, okay, why don't we make it megala that there is no shibula?
Yeah, no, they're meaning. They messed up the shiula part of it.
Yeah, these are crazy as
crazy. So,
well,
I know you've got them. Jack was saying, when Charlie said, I haven't got to do this, are you going to do those two things? But
maybe, let me think about it. But say,
I don't know, I think what Charlie was saying, Charlie thinks it's crazy. I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay, what was Charlie's the idea that a lot of people think you mean that you're just going to be married and you can just like fall back and be married after and
that's the place to go. What's the next year?
That we saw what the over time.
I guess here's the alternative, right? So it's one or or Roman numeral. It's Roman numeral one or Roman numeral two. That it's either one get for two divorces, blah, blah, or it's one get for one divorce. So let's say one get for one divorce. But, and this is the key point, the Sunday divorce is undercut by the Monday Lani Mukundagi. That's what Charlie's saying in the crazy Kiddush, right? But I'll say the first, if it's in scare quotes, but it's not really first, right? We'll say the first Maisa Gerushin is vitiated by Tundiki.
Now, how do you explain three claims and get shame? You know, again, it's an attempt. First attempt failed, the second attempt.
Right, we saw saying on this view.
There's a, the first. The first divorce, it's a sorrow and quick divorce.
Right, that'd be the idea.
Wait, and we can't say that they hold just saying we got to be married to the usual next to the digestion. Does that make sense?
You're saying Roman numeral one, you are saying that. Roman numeral one, you're saying it's two marriage, second marriage, but Basila says you could reuse the get from the first. Sorry, Bishamai says you could reuse the get from the first. Basila says you can.
Yeah.
That's Roman numeral one. Right.
Yeah.
Roman numeral two is saying, no, that's not what's going on with Yushalmi. Yushalmi's saying, everybody agrees, one get for one divorce. But the Lanim of Pundiki somehow vitiated the divorce on Sunday. Just like get Yashan. Just like in a Ksiva Saget, a Tziva Lesofer is vitiated by Yifut. That'll be the... And then Bishamai saying, what's Bishamai saying on this reading? So Bishamai saying,
I mean,
They're still divorced. Meaning Bishamai refutes, he doesn't hold the Lanim of Pundiki.
Yeah.
A Krisis to the Krisis to the Krisis, regardless of what happens later. And Bishil will be saying, Tzricha Mena Get Sheni, that he thinks Lanim of Pundiki could vitiate. Right? And that's the connection to Get Yashan, maybe that is more fundamental. Like, I mean, the connection to get Yashkan is goof of whether you think does a Maisa Ishas undercut a prior Maisa Gerishin. And that's the Lashitasa Manayin test payala, if you go Roman numeral two. But it's a huge extension, right? Because Ayin test was before the Chalos Gerishin, and payala is after the Chalos
Gerishin. You would have to say that it's, you would have to say that before.
No,
there's a proper here.
No, I think you would have to. No, I just you were saying that you're saying that the shilua, maybe there wasn't a full shilua before, but there wasn't a full chalos gerushin.
Right, retroactively, yeah. Given the fact that lanim apundiki, there wasn't a proper full gerushin.
Right, so that's what you had to say for Roman and world too, right?
You'd have to say that for base hillel.
Right.
Yes, if you had a hand.
Didn't we already mention this idea last week? I don't remember exactly the context, but didn't you say that they're already divorced and then they have Yifut or they have Tia, and then it retroactively shows that he was Mavato to get like beforehand.
So we saw that in a case where he was Nesina Saget, Al Tanai, and then he was Boel. Which gives a Gilei Milsa that he must have been Mevatel to get at some point earlier. But this gets to, this is Josh's issue in the Rambam.
Yeah, something Migoresh in that case. This case we're saying like.
Well, Suffolk Migoreshes here, you might say, because Tzricha Mena Get Sheni might be consistent with Suffolk Migoreshes. I mean, you need to get Sheni in order to make sure. Meaning, I'm okay if all this becomes Suffolk. Oh. Right? So maybe this gets back to Josh's Diak in the Rambam versus the Shulchan Aruch language in the Rambam. That we left off, that we spoke about in last year.
Yep.
Let's go back to that formulation for 1 second. I think Yosef's right that this is not so different from that case. Let's look at that formulation. I'm going to find out in a second. It was in the Get Yashan discussion. Chest Bays, right?
Yeah.
So the Rambam's language was Hadavar Yodua Sheim Nisyachid Ima Bifnei Edim Keachar Afilu La'achar Shen Niskay Matanai Or is it something Migrasha Shema Nivala Bitel Haget? So that language may be consistent with, this is Josh's reading, that is Lanim of Pundiki, right? That if he had a Ksiva Saget Nesina Saget Al Tanai, and then subsequent to the Tanai, there was a Maisabia, that gives us a Chashash that he was Mevatel the Get Kodem, the efficacy of the Get.
That's not Lanim of
Pundiki. What?
It's not Lanim of Pundiki.
It's not Lanim of Pundiki. Why?
Because there we're saying he was Mevatel.
Would mean that after the get was chal.
Right? The guy gives the wife a get. He says, get ubichal when Biden becomes president. Whatever.
And then Biden becomes president, but they have bia subsequent to that. So the get becomes chal when Biden becomes president, but rechoshesh from the fact that there was a subsequent bia that he was mevatel to get prior. So that's an interesting case where you see a chash of a maisa la'achar gerushin that gives us reason to call into question the prior krisis.
We've seen it before, right?
Except at the Tzapnas Paneah. About the Nisuin.
Yeah.
But that's not a remarriage?
It is.
What?
What do you mean? It is.
But this is saying that they never were married. Undermining Roman numeral 2. See, these are basically two deas about Lani Mepundiki, whether you think it's about new marriage or undercutting the divorce.
Yeah.
So the Tzapnas Paneah is that what does it take to create a new marriage? The Roman numeral 2 is that what does it take to undercut the Maisa Gerushin? I think Josh's Rambam is a very good way to motivate number 2. That's what Yosef is telling us. Shulchan Aruch edited that language out. You'll recall. This is my exchange with Josh, right? The Shulchan Aruch's language on top of 11 in Kuf Mem Ches. That's talking about that the Kodem Niskayim Atanai. Where is Savik Migrash? Shema Bala Bidulaget. Whereas Rama's language seems to include even subsequent to it. Okay, that's all this to Yishami. Yoni?
Fair enough. I mean, in terms of the Yishami for whether the Lamech Olubuki is just vitiating the first get or the three men.
Yeah, mega, mega. Huge Nafkaminas. Should I start listing them?
No, have we seen them?
No, we haven't really spoken about them, but you could just think about it conceptually. It's huge Nafkamina, whether the original Gerushin was no good or whether they're remarried. Well, Kuna, you might say, Zoe Ball is Reach again at a minimum, Glossus Lakuna. Well, yeah, all the Master Gushas, I mean, a lot of the Master Gushas discussions. Charlie?
I think in the Roman numeral 2, Beis Shammai is saying that the Enos are going to get shame, meaning that they're divorced. So if they
have. It's Beis Shammai Lashitaso, who doesn't care about Get Yashan. Because Beis Shammai says, once you have a get, Maisa Isha subsequent to the Maisa Gerushin is meaningless. Like the Gerushin always prevailed.
The Gerushin prevailed, but in this case, like it happened after the Gerushin.
Allah has come v'kama. The Gerushin prevailed.
So you say that if there's a kid down the line, that kid's a mother.
If there's a kid down the line.
They were divorced when they were with each other in the hotel. So if there's a kid now down the line, you would hold it, it's a mazur.
If there's a kid from the first husband?
From the first husband.
No, it would just be no lad min apnuya. Mamzer is only if it's chayvei krisos, if she was an eish hasish married to somebody else. Yeah. But you would say, yeah, the kid is no lad min apnuya. Right?
According to the second one?
Yeah, according to
the... No, why wouldn't they were married all the time?
According to Beis Shammai.
Oh, wouldn't they?
According to Beis Shammai, you're asking, right? Yeah. According to Beis Shammai, they're fully divorced. Right, and then they had a relation, same as if she had relations with somebody she's not married to. That's the Rumi.
Sorry,
you have to apologize.
Doesn't the second numeral like that? All that explains very well why it's so easy for them to like. If you think they're fully divorced. It's weird to be able to explain that they're able to get married so easily in all these other ways, right? Like, they don't have to do what everybody else does.
Right.
They just have
right.
A vehicle or a theater or something, right? Or even
all like, the stuff we saw earlier.
Yeah. Like, why are they able to just, why is it such a, it's so much easier for them to get married than it is for two random people to get married?
Right. You have to say, right? So,
if you think that
what's really happening is charat on the gerushin.
Yeah.
Good. So, let me motivate that for a second. So, let's skip ahead for a second. Take us to, we're going to go to page 23 in the Ursa map. You recall, you know, let me do that a little more carefully. Let's go through the Gemara. Charlie, you were taking us through the Mishnah on the Gemara, so let's just do that carefully first. Because we want to make sure that Ezra will always remember that it's a payalet, so let's read through it carefully.
So I want to emphasize that Mashi Nishkasham is a tzuin. But the Machlokes only takes place when it's when the word comes to it. The mode of Nishkasham and Eris, which ends we find in the Gacheni, is Nisha Amy with Aspa.
Yeah.
We agree that by Eris, that you don't need a second get because it wasn't, there wasn't a Mashi Kedushin.
Yes, let's make sense of that again. So Amosai, Bizmanshin is Garshim and Anasuin. This is only true, I take it, according to Beis Hillel, right? If the Gerushin was from Nisuin, if the Gerushin was merely from Erisin, then Beis Hillel will be Moda to Beis Shammai, that Ein Atzricha Mena Getsheni. Why? Because Ein Libo Gaspo. Let's just take that to mean for now that the Maisa Yichud is insignificant if they're just coming off an Arison relationship. I think that's the most general way, right? So whether we read into this Maisa Yichud anything significant will depend on what they're divorced from. Were they divorced from Nisun or were they divorced from Arison? Okay. What's that, Charlie?
I'm trying to read both of these.
I think when you take it in the most general way, that's the, you don't have to take a stand in either of this, right? Because.
Well, the first one is just saying that they say, I assume that if it was my Jew, there's a pattern to write another get or not.
Like the rug.
Yeah. And then I would say that if you're this Kashan and assuming, okay, so then basically would say, you need the Lishma is not going to hold anymore. It's like another marriage. Like you need, it's another marriage. So therefore, you need to write another get. You need another Lishma. But it was Arison, so then we said, like, all right, the Lishma still holds.
Yeah, because there's nothing there. You're not Mevata. Like there was nothing. The nothing about the Yichud would register halachically as significant.
But so the second one would be that they still was saying.
Let me put it this way. If it's just Nisgarshim and Erisin, it's as if they never were Lani Mopundiki. That's one way of thinking about it. There was never a noxious, significant Maisa Isha subsequent to the Maisa Gershon. Okay.
They were seen, right, having the.
Yeah, in intimacy. So that's a Yochanan Zir. So this idea, Alani Yompundaki, is only when there's Edus on the Maisa Bia. Do you think that's Pashup Shad in the Mishnah?
No, we're going to reject it. So, seemingly
not. Okay, all right. But at least our Brachana, Beruah Shanivala, do you think it's, when you read the Mishnah itself, Alani Yompundaki, does that imply that there was Edus on the Maisa Bia? I would have thought not. Alani Yompundaki just means you saw them taking out a hotel room together, or whatever it is. Right, I would not have thought that it means that there's Edus on the Maisa Bia. Beishamai Savri.
I don't have to realize what a Bia does. So he said that Bia would be the Nus, and then Bishal would say that Eina Damos Abiyah Abiyah Nus. That is, then it's a Maisa confusion. About Laura.
You said that.
Bishal would say that.
It's a Maisa Kedushin.
Bishal was saying that it's a Bilal Nus, so we don't have anything to do with it. Bishal was saying that it's a Maisa Kedushin, so therefore it caused a problem.
That's where do you get the Maisa Kedushin? Why do you say Maisa Kedushin?
I'd say, like, are we not, is it not reestablishing the marriage according to the Bilal?
Maybe. I'm just saying, but where did you get that from?
I that was an insinuation. I mean, that if it's not Bilal Nus, it must be.
What's the alternative? That's what I want to know. Yeah. Well, you just read in that Beis Hillel hold in and most of the Bilal no, so it must have been Boel, Lashem, Kedushin.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just have read this, though, a la Josh's Rambam, and said, it's inconceivable that a person's going to be Boel, Bilal, so Bilal no, so if he's Boel now, it must be that he's Mevatel the get prior. I'm saying as a theoretical
reason. That's another theoretical way you can do it, yes.
Right, because I'm not... Just in the language of the Gemara itself, right? I'm getting it. You're right. Once the Rishonim get to it, they might take it in that direction. But I'm saying as a theoretical matter, it's an open question. The Chazak of Nandos, we lost the Bilas Nos, does that mean that this Bia was L'Shem Ishus? Or does that give us grounds for thinking, like Josh's Rambam, and now we have to be Choshesh, it is Mavato to get, because we know people are not Boal L'Shem Balma. So if they're having Bia now subsequent to Nesinus Aget, it must be that the Nesinus Aget wasn't, right, wasn't given with his Lishma, he must have been Mavato it prior.
There we go.
Right.
Rami, I think that meaning it wouldn't probably should have been Isha, but the same thing, meaning the Isha has been a little bit more open to exactly what that means. Does it mean Isha and the new Isha or Isha and the revival?
Correct. It's really Roman numeral one versus Roman numeral two. Yeah. And I think that's the Nafgamina here, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, show me your first name.
Moshe. Why does the fact that there was a Nesinus Aget prior?
Welcome, by the way.
Why does the fact that there was a Nesinus Aget prior impact the Bia, right? Because if you look at it chronologically, the relationship was severed. But the question we just get this is just a Bia and then move in there.
That's what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out whether you could say that the relationship was totally severed and this is just a new act. So Charlie's point is, at most, this is a new Maisa Kedushin. That's one way to look at it. But Josh's Rambam might suggest that whenever you have a significant Maisa Isha subsequent to a Gerushin, that gives us reason to call the Gerushin into question. Because we know the husband could always be Mevatel to get at any moment. That's within his power to do. So if they're now sharing a hotel room, a day after the get was given, Chazakin the Mosa Bilasa Bilas Nus. Must be that he didn't really have Das the Garish prior to the Nesinas Aget. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would be a reason to, now another way to go, that would be one reason to say this is calling the get into question, not newly initiating the Ishas. Another reason to motivate it is what I guess Romy and Josh Brofman were suggesting, that starting in the Shiluah. That was your comment, Josh?
Yeah.
That part of Gershon is there has to be a clean break between them. And if there isn't a clean break, then that could undercut the Maisa Gershon. There was a clean break in terms of the giving of the get, but not in terms of the de facto separation. So one of the sigas that we've been looking at before this week was this idea that they kind of have to be physically separated a little before and also after the get. And maybe there's a point at which, if they're back together in a hotel room, that undercuts the efficacy of the get. It all depends on how you read the sigil here. Yeah. Okay, so Charlie, we're in agreement that at least just from reading the Gemara, in the most of the also Bilas Nus might be about generating grounds for believing that he's Mevato the get, Kodem, Nisinasa.
Meaning that there's no better theoretical way to
read. Yeah, just from the language that we've seen so far. Yeah. Okay, Abal. Yeah, and again, at the most general.
Yeah, no one sees them.
No one sees Bia, then.
No one sees Bia, no
right, at the most general level, we'll just say that there was no significant Maisa Ishus here.
Yeah.
Whether it's Maisa Ishus to call into question the original get or Maisa Ishus prospective.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll just say a little more about that. This thing you could think about is this is Roman numeral one is the prospective reading. In the sense that it's all future focused, meaning this Maisa is creating something new versus the retrospective, that this Maisa is making us look back at the Maisa Gerushin.
Maisa being the Maisa Bia or Ether.
Well?
Maisa being the Ether or Bia, not the Gerushin.
Is the Maisa prospective, meaning making us say now there's a Kedushin going forward, or is the Maisa retrospective causing us to review the, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Charlie. Tanan.
The question arises that if we see them, if we see them as Bia, then why should it matter whether it's Eris and Nisuan who literally saw them as Bia?
Yeah, and given the fact that the Gemara itself, the Mishnah itself hangs it on Libo Gaspa, right? Is there affection? So who cares if there's affection? Once we know that there's affection, Viharaya, they've been intimate, why should Erisim and Hasun matter? So it can't be that we're dealing with a case where they actually saw the Maisabiya. Right? Ned, that's it. Well, got some music to play? Well, that's very informative. Yeah. Go ahead.
So rather we're gonna hold that they did not.
Yeah, and I think that's more consistent with the Pashup shot of the Mishnah itself. Lani Ma Puntaki, right? The Mishnah didn't say anything that he saw. And that's where the Gemara ends up, right? Based off
the record. The point is that it's not so obvious.
Yeah, they're secluded. Yeah. Right, Ditanya. Maybe that meme of Rabbi Yochanan is like this other brisa, and so Rabbi Yochanan is what they hang his hat on, but that's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is so there's no witnessing the Maisa Bia. My pligi then.
If the Eidi Yichud are also considered Eidi Bia, Bisham is already low. I'm going to name Eidi Yichud the Hinnom Eidi Bia. Bishel is already I'm going to name Eidi Yichud the Hinnom Eidi Bia.
Good. So
Eidi Yichud then you also the question is can you bring the Eidi Yichud and consider them also Eidi Bia or not?
Great. So the point is that everyone agrees that we're dealing with the case of Yichud. The debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether we jumped from Eidei Yichud to Eidei Bia. Correct?
Yeah.
So let's say, so Beis Shammai hold, lo amin hinin yichud. So everybody would agree that if there was Bia, then Srichai mena get sheni. I think that's what we get. All right, wait. Good. If there was Eidei Bia, then we would require get sheni. The difference here is just whether we can make the jump from Eide Yichud to considering that Eide Bia. Okay? So it sounds like we're saying, actually not so clear what that leaves us with then. Is there any fundamental machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel at this point? On this reading? Ezra? Okay.
I mean, at least the way the Rishonim understand it. Should I say it?
Yeah, if you think that, just why not?
Right. I'm saying if we put us in like the broader thing with the Rishonim, that it's all behind like the original focus of Eros Dabar, but then yes, you'd only say and the idea, and there's a reason to just assume that they have being. And by Beis Shammai,
that's interesting. Hold up on that, Yishami, actually. But I'm saying at this, so we just read the Gemara. You don't see if there's any fundamental. It's just really a question of whether you go. If there's smoke, is there fire? Or if there's fire, is there smoke?
Fine.
Right. Like if there's Yichud, do we assume Bia? That's Machlokas B'Sham B'Sila. Correct. But it doesn't sound like there's fundamental disagreement according to the Bavli's reading.
Do we know that they would? So if there is a mice of Bia, right?
Beis Shammai would require a Getsheni, according to this.
Beis Shammai would require a Getsheni as well.
Correct.
That's
the sense that I get from the Gemara, right?
So we
meaning we say, Lo nechoku Beis Shammai Shel Shaloru Nivala, She'ena Tzvichai Mena Get. Everybody agrees if there was no Eidus on Bia, you don't require a Getsheni. L'chora, everybody agrees also if there is Bia, Tzvichai Mena Get Sheni, even though it's not explicit here. The Gemara just wants to know, Eide Yichud Hein Eide Bia. The Machlokas suggests Eide Yichud Hein Eide Bia. Okay, Umodim. So we still disagree that there are certain special circumstances where we're not going to make the move from Eide Yichud Hein Eide Bia. That's the case of Niskarshim and Eirsin. Right, there's no chashash. There's not enough of a... There are not enough dots to be connected from the Yichud to the Bia. So we're not going to say, Hein Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Bia for that case.
I thought a separate point. Is it not crazy like that? I feel like human nature, right, would sort of bring this all into question. Because seemingly two people are secluded in a room, right? No matter when that may be, like the odds of Bia happening are pretty high.
Are they?
I don't know.
You're engaged to someone, right? And then you both go into, like, isn't that the whole reason why like we have a lot of like,
Yehud?
But the whole point is the setting there, you are for that. So if they're seemingly there together, then how are we assuming that it's not happening?
Interesting.
No, we don't know.
What?
You don't have, like, direct proof.
No, we don't have direct proof, but the assumption should, I mean, and or else we shouldn't have, or else we shouldn't have the argument. Because basically, we would do the opposite, and then in that case, then what's the point of all these?
So first of all, there's machlokas about mishudach, though. I don't know if you saw in the Shulchan Aruch and some cook mem tests. There's machlokas if you're engaged to someone. That's machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll look at that. But I think people have yichud all the time.
Without,
no, I think, like, all the time. I think every in your corporate context, every time there's a meeting between a male person, a female person, right? I think there's yichud all the time, right? To give somebody a ride in your car, or to lift somewhere. It's a question whether it's yichud. Right.
It was a bad mistake, but we are taking it for granted that it's for sure never happened.
It's also different in the hotel room.
Wait, we're taking for granted that what?
No.
The view of Ede Yichud or Lav Ede Bia doesn't mean that there's never Bia when there's Yi. It just means that there's not strong enough grounds to say that now we have testimony on Bia.
Okay.
Right?
It's interesting that I guess maybe for me it's the Averson and Skula bit. Because Averson is
they're pretty tight.
Single.
Maybe in the 21st century.
I don't think that.
Maybe in the 21st century, but in times of Gemara, it just meant that your father and her father cut a deal, right? They cut a deal, and you're destined to be married. She's living in her father's house. Like, you weren't dating, probably, right? Well, let's put it this way: the Gemara assumes, the Mishnah assumes, as a factual matter, that in Averson it's Ainli Bogaspa.
Yeah.
Right. That's why the Mishudachto discussion is so interesting. Because there's a debate whether we assume that there is legal gospel.
Yeah, what's the
one? Yeah, Shiduchin. Yeah, great question.
Can I make a point about the whether or not there's another way to read the Gemara and something?
Yeah, sure.
Is it not, I understand it's obviously less likely, but it's not possible to say the question of meaning the low Rosh Nagala means we don't know what happened, and the question is how big the deal is Yichud when we know that Yichud happened.
Right.
So Hanani Bia, obviously the simple way to read it is
do we think that Bia happened?
Means that they had Bia.
Right.
But you could also say, do we treat Ada Yichud as do they have as much color as Ada Bia would have, in the sense that Yichud is that problematic.
Right. I.e. is Yichud a Maisa Ishus or not?
Right.
I'll just note that.
Well,
I'll just note that Gra that we saw earlier in the year when we talked about Arison versus Nisuin, and the Gra said that the reason why Yichud is considered Nisuin is because Nisuin is Bia, and Yichud is Tchilas Bia. As the Gra's comment, right? So you're saying you could view Ede Yichud and Ede Bia as along those lines in this context. Okay. I'm going to go for just 5 more minutes, and I want to just want to draw your attention to one formulation, then we're going to go deeper into this in the next year. But look here for a second at do we all remember the language of the Gaonim that the Rambam cited? That this din is a special din in Machzor Gushaso. That was the Rambam's objection to the Gaonim. Right? The Gaonim said in Halacha Yates and Perek Yud and Hilchos Gerushin that some horu miktsas agonim, you can see this on page 21. Toby, you want to miktsas agonim it? What?
I can read it.
Horu miktsas agonim. That's the gonim's view. Any bia bifne edim, tzricha mena get. For anybody off the shuk. Correct?
So the newspapers published like one of those scandalous, sensational tapes or whatever it is. The din is shichai menaget, right? Even if it pani abal apniya. Kol isha shetibal b'fnei edim tzricha get. I guess you need edim. Maybe a video wouldn't be enough. But chazak and edim also be lost. Interesting question. We'll see in the post game if you have yedia without two edim. Fine. The Rambam disagrees. He had sharp language. Kol adar me'elu rechokum him be'enai.
Okay.
It's only his wife that he is a bezaka, and it's not a bila.
Yes, all this is a special din in his wife. It's all a special halacha in machzor gushaso. It doesn't apply to any other union. That's the claim of the Rambam.
So
one second. Beishto hu shechazkaso ino tzibilas tzibilas nos. Very fascinating, by the way. That Mekadesh al Tnai, Ubal Astam, I think is a reference to Josh's Rambam. Right, Josh? You gave a get al Tnai, and then you're a Boel, so we assume that you're Mevatel the get. Right, Josh? Obi Mekadesh al Tnai, Ubal Astam.
Where's Ubal Astam?
You're boel without saying whether it's l'shem biznos or l'shem ishus.
That's before the tanai.
Yeah, before the tanai is kind. In that same Rambam, he grouped the two cases together. So it would be very striking, by the way, if this Rambam in Lani Mavapundaki is basically citing his psak in the case of Nasan Haget.
But that's accurate.
Well,
that case is accurate.
Well, it's the same din then. Oh, sorry, this is Mekadesh Tam. All right, hold up for a second. Sorry, it's Mekadesh Tam. Sorry. Uvishta Husha Chaskoshinos Vilas Nus, Ache Farashi Vilas Nus, Ache Farash Altai Boal. But it's not true for any other woman. Bashar Nashim Hari Kol Zona Bechazka Shabal Lashem's Nus. Okay? That's the Rambam's view. Now, look briefly at the Or Sameach on page 23. Anybody prepare the Or Sameach? Romy, you got it? Other than Romy and Josh, anybody else get the Or Sameach?
I think we did
that. Dave and Ezra, did you guys get to it?
No, we didn't.
Benji Kobe?
I don't think so.
No? Eitan? No? Yoni? No? Roni? Jeff? Okay, Romy, go for it.
Okay, this is going I'm having the Nidir Rabbeinu, the low mean Omer Isser, the U.S. Muslim of the Rabbeinu, Rak Yitro
Okay, well, read this line carefully. Read it again. The low mean Omer
Isser, the U.S. Muslim of the Rabbeinu.
We don't say Chazaka Adamosa Bilasa Bilas Nus. Because of a theory that a person would rather do a bias heter rather than a bias iser. It's not that, hey, there's a maisa bia. Now we have to figure out how to interpret it. Was he doing an avera or was he doing a neutral positive thing? That's not what the Rambam thinks chazakan and the most of the bias is. That's not what this halacha is about. What's it about? Wow. Look at that formulation. We say dafka in the case of ishto. Why would we think it in the case of Ishto? Because what does the Maisa Bia denote?
He didn't really mean the first point.
Regret on the Gerushin. Mischare Talaget. Isn't that a great formulation? So that leans into number two a little bit. Again, he's not saying, he doesn't take a stance on the substantive issue. He doesn't say that if that just because you're mischarid al get, that is mevat al get. He doesn't say that. But he is saying that the significance of the Maisa Bia in Lanim Apundiki is regret on the Maisa Gerushin. Not necessarily a new, it's not, hey, now he has das l'kadesh, etc., etc. Saying when you look into, when you peer into the mind, it's charat al get.
And then, that also answers Obi's question on why it's easier for you to
people. Yeah, arguably. Right? It's saying there's something special about it because he's trying to explain the Rambam against the Gonim. Why does the Rambam limit this case of Lanim and Puntiki to Grushaso? Why aren't the Gonim correct? And his answer is because we're dealing with a special halacha in Charata Alageh. What?
It doesn't really answer the question. It's like 2 years. Why would they change your mind to get me and now you want to do the okay. Unfortunately, you got to change your mind.
Because the mindset isn't Bilad's mood of the future, but it knows something about Karadam and get. Okay. And you're saying for two random people, it could be any intention. It could be he's saying it's not.
But all you're saying is that it can't be more
like, but again, lower the things that you need to do in order to get married. But he's saying it's impossible to go. No, fine. We did raise the bar, meaning it has to be at least something about Haratah Al Geth. And
then you're saying, okay, so as long as I can manufacture for two random people, that I know they have certain kind of kavanah, then they don't feel like getting married that way.
So you can't luck unless there's an intention.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe.
How would you be able to prove that there's an intention to marry?
He said,
But I'm saying the floor for being re-mikdash to the person is higher because he's saying, or it's not, it can't be just a stam yodah. The bottom. It has to be karata again. And therefore, it's.
I guess more like the mechanics. How can you get rid of all of the mechanics that are necessary in order to get married? And it doesn't explain why that shouldn't apply in other cases. You can't probably have more relationship.
Your question was why is it easier? Not necessarily mechanically.
No, well, obviously, right. If you think. Well,
because the whole mindset issue is taken care of.
Well, let's put it this way.
Ramir
simply gives us so far is that what's special about this case is that the significance of the Das is it's Das of Charata on the Gerushin. That's what's special about this case. Not that, hey, there's an antecedent relationship and you're built. He's just saying the Lani Mo Hundiki is Charata Alagat. Which, by the way, that formulation is very parallel to the explanations we've seen, let's say in the Rav, for example, and the Rambam, for Get Yashon. Right? Shema Bitel, Yitzchozer Minaget, correct? It's very striking that you see that same formulation in Rameir Simcha in the Lanim and Pundiki. Well, let's we're going to end here. So let me just go Lufi Devar Rabbeinu, the highlighted section.
Lufi Devar Rabbeinu here for the institution value.
Right, so if you think Chazaka in the most of Bilas and Bilas Nus is about a person who would rather do a Bias Heter rather than a Bias Isser.
If you need it, then it's like even stronger that you know that he's clearly not what he's trying to do.
Correct, even if he's an Avarian. But here, so the reason why I talk about Nida is because a bit of an issue we saw earlier, remember in the year about Dam Chimud. Like if the Kedushin is sprung on the wife, we're Machmir to assume that she's a Nida. That's what we saw from the Amoraim would go man havel yoma. From the Tanaim would say man havel yoma. Correct? There's a whole Dam Chimud question there, and they say, oh no, they told him in advance, blah, blah. So he's saying, look, even if the wife's a Nida here, or the divorced woman is a Nida, we'll still say that the Bila was L'shem Ishus. Why?
Even the Lam is in Komar Isser, it's not a doubt how much an Isser would be in her, he wouldn't do that. Rach, sure, it's not a lot that we've pressured not to get Ishta, the Chodr Bam Ne'aget.
Notice that language again. Who's their bo may I get? The way we interpret the husband's das is that he wants to renege on the gerushin. That's the very striking formulation. Again, he doesn't say that you can. He doesn't say that the mechanism for lanim apundaki is that this is. He doesn't explicitly say Roman numeral two. You think he's saying
that?
He's saying his kavana.
That's why
we assume
that the
deal
was the
shankedushin because he's definitely saying the das is chazara harata from the get. He's for sure saying
it.
Correct. That we don't know yet. That we don't know. That's what Yosef is pointing out. You had like a hand up before. So you're going to point out or no? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that easier for Romeo or something that I don't know, but the mechanics? Or reneging on again, probably easier than being Kaddish.
Maybe if you think that it's
less fast.
Correct. You could say you could tie the two together and explain why is it easier to create this Ishus than a regular Ishus. Yeah. Exactly. Because it's really going on here, it's a different mechanism.
Right. It's not being Kaddish.
Arguably, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay, well let's stop here. For next year, just cover the Makoros on the sheet, you know, the Rosh, the Rivash.
Where's like the best place, like the start, so we can cover the whole thing from here?
It's not so much there's like 5 pages on Lenny Rapundagi. What's it? It'll be great, Ezra. I have confidence.
Yeah.